Hello. It is Coach MJ here. I am here today to talk about the planner, but I'm going to give everyone a little bit of time to hop on. We have heard that it takes a minute for everybody to, see that we are here. So I'm going to give you some time to figure that out. I meant to wear my headphones. Shoot. Well, never mind. So I hope you can hear me. Forgot to stick them in. I hope everybody is having a fabulous week. And I'm excited. I'm excited about today. I've already been to the Orange Theory. I've already been doing all the things. So I'm excited to be here to talk all things planning. All things planning. So, I'm excited. I love talking about the planner. I had a hard time with the planner at first. I struggled with, first of all, being consistent with it, number one, and second of all, using all of the tools that are available in this fabulous No BS planner. So, I am going to attempt to turn off this chat. Let me see. Okay. Oh, it's gone. So, if you have any questions, the ever fabulous, magnificent Miss Vern Rouser is in the chat with y'all, and she is going to shoot me some questions if y'all have any. So, make sure you use hashtag ask. She'll catch those and put them in our channel so that I can see them all. So, couple things about the planner. It's wonderful. I'm going to give you a little bit of planner history. When I first joined No BS, there was no planner. It was like, write down breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack. Good luck to you. Follow the plan. You're good to go. So when Corinne finally came out with a planner, I was kind of in my own habit of how I was planning. And I was having a hard time figuring out, like, flipping back to the weekly plan and going to the monthly plan and doing all that kind of stuff. And then when she added the habit tracker, I wanted to do it. I was excited about doing it, but I could never remember to flip back to it. So, I came up with a system. So, first thing, what if you're not a consistent planner? Like, you want to plan, you've just never been a planner, and you're like, hell, I can't remember to plan. I am there with you. So, when I very first started and I was learning to be consistent with planning, I would even sometimes like gather up my lunch box and get all my crap ready for work. And I would go out into the garage to my car and I'd be like, shit, I forgot to plan. I would turn around and I would walk back in and I would set all my stuff down and I would write my plan because it was that important to me. It was something I knew I needed to be committed to, was something that I knew was going to help me lose weight. And I was willing to do it. So that's how you develop the habit. And even last week, y'all, like, we are not always perfect. One day last week, I woke up super late. I did not hear my alarm go off. I must have been exhausted. I normally plan before I go work out, but I just had to literally throw on clothes and walk out the door, right? So I just would have to walk out the door. Like I had to walk out the door. And then I came back in and I did my regular routine. I got ready. I came in. I started working on my task list. I had some private clients. I did all the things. Like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm like, fuck me. I did not plan today. Like I completely had just like missed my window, carried on about my day, and I just stopped what I was doing. I didn't answer all the questions. I was like, can I just write my food? The day is not lost. I still have dinner to plan for. So I wrote down what I was going to have, what I had already eaten, and what I was going to have for the rest of the day because I refuse to be a person who does not plan. So, and I read in Atomic Habits one time, Mr. James Clear, this is my favorite quote from the book, once is a mistake, twice is the start of a new habit. And I do not want to be a person who develops the habit of not planning. So it was very important to me. And it still is very important to me. So, how I came up with this system of using my planner, I could never remember to do the habit tracker. That was like my big, whatever, bump in the road. And I knew, first of all, I spent a ton of time deciding that I was broken. I was never going to figure it out. I was a failure. I could not get my shit together. All of those, that bullshit crap. So I finally decided, I just was like listening to Corinne one day, and she was like, there are, you know, it doesn't always have to be an MJ problem. It can be a process problem. And I was like, I just don't have a good process. That's my problem. It has nothing to do with me. I had great thoughts about it. I knew I wanted to do it. I knew I wanted to be consistent with it. I just couldn't remember how to do it, that I needed to do it. Like, I forgot to flip back to the front of the book. So I just decided to come up with a process, and I'm going to share it with you now. So this is my planner. Okay. So there are a couple of things that I use in order to make planning more efficient and easier for me to do. One is these little here tabs. They are spiral. They're called spiral bookmarks. Vern has got a link. I will also post a link whenever I do the description of this live as well. It will be posted in the replay so that you will be able to find these. These were not a gift, but Heidi Severson was the one that found these, posted them in the Facebook group. I got them and I love them with all of my heart. Okay. So I have these. You don't have to have these though. You don't have to have these if you don't want to purchase them. You don't have to have them. The other thing I use quite frequently is paper clips. Just good old like run of the mill paper clips. And then I have little tabs, like these little like tab things. And I also have my favorite, y'all, sticky notes. You can use any of these things to set yourself up for success. So my biggest issue was the habit tracker. So I took one of these here tabs, and I put it on the habit tracker page. So I just see the tab and I'm like, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be doing my habit tracker. And so I just flip right to it. The other thing that I have a tab on is every week when it starts. So whenever I just open up my planner to my last tab. You see all these tabs? These are all the weeks that have been completed. So I just go to the last tab, I open it up, and then there is like my, already did next week's. That's next week's tab for next week. So whenever I get there, I just flip it open, and I'm right there in the week that I'm supposed to be in. Super, super easy. The other thing I want to make sure that I never, ever, ever forget to do is my discovery worksheets, right? So, you know, you're on, you already did one. I just have a big old paperclip right there to remind me to flip back so that I can get to it easily. I just want to be able to find it. I don't want to flip through and do all this other stuff. The other thing right now, I'm working on drinking journal prompts. So I put one of these little handy dandy tabs here to help me find the prompts that I am working on currently so that I don't, you know, I don't have to flip through. I don't have to make this hard, because remember, your brain's job is to make things easy for you. Like, that's all it wants in life, is to make things as easy for you as possible. And so I just helped it out. I'm like, I'm just going to hook you up, right? Like with this right here. So I have one for my discovery worksheets. I have all of my weeks, you know, sectioned out. My discovery worksheets are back here and my journal, and then my journal prompts. So maybe you're a person who is really, really, really working on your ideal day. Like, you're trying to craft it. You're like, what time am I going to get up and all that other kind of stuff? You can put a reminder there for yourself as well. A paperclip, a tab, you know, these spiral divider things. Whatever works for you, whatever part of the planner that you're like, I got to remember to do this, it is very important. Make it easy on yourself. That's what I did. So turns out it was not my problem. It was a process problem. I just had to come up with a better way to, you know, to remember to do this stuff. That's all I had to do. Nothing had gone wrong. It was just me figuring out a system that would help me show up every day and work this planner like a boss. So, yes, there you go. Tracy, what if you don't like the planner? Can you modify it or use what you like in it? Absolutely. Absolutely. The goal is that you plan every day and you assess every single day. And some parts of the planner people love and some they don't. Like, again, don't make it a problem. You know, just be like, here's what I love about it. Here's what I don't love so much about it. I'm going to take out of it what works for me. If you are using parts of the planner and you absolutely love it and you're having success, everything is running like it should, you do you. Like, that's what no BS women do. I love how Coach Betsy's been doing that. Like, you know, no BS woman, just be no BS women. Love it, love it. Let's see. Kimberly, there are two different spiral size planners. Yes, there is a purse size planner and a full size planner. And so if you you could still, like, you can always use your sticky notes, paper clips, tabs on the purse size planner. And you could also, if you wanted to get these tabs, if you're using the purse size planner, the spiral doolally things, you can cut the bottom off of them, make them fit. If you really want to use those. And the other thing I like about this, we have a place now where we write down our goals every day. In this planner, we used to not have that. And I found this crazy helpful because you could write either in felt tip pen or a pencil, and I would write my goals like for the week, like that I was going to have. You can still like write your long-term goals on here so that you see them every day when you flip back to your habit tracker. That's a great like a reminder of what your goals are. If you want to use the goals in the planner for like daily goals or weekly goals, and then you can just write your long-term goals on here so you see them every day. Just fun. Like, who doesn't love to be reminded of their goals or reminded of a power thought that you really want to think? You know, that's a great way to do it. Can the planner be the next challenge? I don't know, Sherian, exactly what you mean by that. Like, I'm going to give you a call to action in a little bit about how to, you know, set your planner up and all that other kind of stuff. Yeah. So I'm not sure exactly what kind of challenge you're looking for, but let me know. Let me know. Murley, I had thought excuses yesterday. I'm doing better than yesterday. I don't care. I deserve it. My kids are so loud. Any great MJ saying to tell myself? Well, I mean, first of all, it depends on I'm doing better than yesterday. That's a great way to like say, like, you know, I'm doing better than yesterday, but you know, is that really my goal? Or do I want to be the best version I can be of me today? That's a great, like, slappy, like Corinne talks about. And then, I don't care. I deserve it. My kids are so loud. My kids ain't got nothing. I got kids. My kids ain't got nothing to do with what I put in my mouth. What do I really deserve? I love to ask myself that. Like, because I have that I deserve it thought a lot in the evenings with wine. What do I really deserve? I deserve a weight loss on the scale this week. I deserve to go to bed proud. I deserve to be a good example to my kids. That's what I deserve. Yeah. And I don't deserve, you know, like Corinne always said, I ain't a dog. I don't need a treat, right? What will it be instead of two to two? Great question. So no BS is releasing next week. Yes. So we are doing away with the numbers. So it is going to be, am I hungry and have I had enough? That's it. Those are the questions you ask yourself. Am I hungry? Have I had enough? That is what it's going to. Planning ahead kills me. That's a fun thought. I might be able to do a day in advance, but I don't get the weekly and monthly. So we used to, in the old planner, you could plan by the week if you would like to. You know, if you would want to. And I don't think we don't have like a monthly, like how you plan like your food for the month in this one either. You know, now it's just three things I'll do to hit my goal this month, that kind of stuff. And what are my goals for the month? You don't actually have to plan out for the whole month. I am a, you know, I know what's prepped in my kitchen because I'm a food prepper. I love to prep food on the weekends. Actually, my husband is really the food prepper, but yeah, you, as long as you plan 24 hours in advance, if you are not a person who wants to plan weekly or monthly. You absolutely don't have to do that. You absolutely do not have to do that. And then some people even like to plan like kind of half the week and then plan the other half of the week, or just plan as the days come. You can do that. You can do that. There's nothing wrong with that as long as it's planned 24 hours in advance. Can you give us some tips on specific things you look at to assess your week or month besides the habit tracker? Yes, I go back to my monthly plan that I've written, and I look at those goals that I had for the month. What was I going to achieve this month? And then I decide, I put no snacking for this month, so I don't want to be a person who snacks. And then I put, at dinner, put my fork down between each bite, right? And so that's something that would be great to put on here to remind myself of. But I've actually been writing those every day in my goals, because I'm doing those like kind of as my monthly goals. And then the other thing you can do, I have not been tracking it, but in the new planner, at the bottom of the habit tracker, there's two empty spots. So I could have absolutely put, fork down between each bite at dinner, and check myself off and use that in my habit tracker as well. The new planner needs more journal pages. Doesn't have enough for 2 months of journaling each day. Is there an easy way to add more pages? Yes, there is. Here's my journal. I just write in this notebook. I mean, that's what I do. So... I don't know that there's I don't think you can add pages. You could, if you wanted to, paperclip some in the back and just keep going in this particular planner. I just use a notebook. Like whenever I run out of room in the journal, I just use a notebook. When do you complete your assessment? I do all of mine in the morning. So I get up at 5 and I get my coffee, which is the nectar of life, as I like to call it, my past self made for me the night before, because she's got my back. She sets it up the night before for me, and she loves me enough to do that. So whenever I wake up at 5, I smell the coffee that the version of me yesterday made for me today, and I thank her every morning because it smells amazing when I wake up from my slumber. And I come in here and I assess the day before and how I did. And then I plan for today, and I do my journal and all that kind of stuff at that time. Which day is the new NoBS coming out? I think it's coming out on the 14th, if I'm not mistaken. Will there be a new lesson on using the planner? No. It is self-explanatory, honestly, y'all. It is like, there's no like crazy questions in here. It really, the beauty of this planner, why I love about it so much. We had so much confusion last time about like Friday is weigh-in day, and then what day do you start your week? Is it Monday? Is it Sunday? Is it Friday? Like all that stuff. The way that we designed this planner, you can do it whichever way you want. There is no wrong way to do the planner. The only wrong way to do the planner is to not do the planner. That is the wrong way to do the planner. So you want to make sure that you are just do it. Set it up any way that you want. And if you ever have any specific questions about like a question that's in the planner, you can always go to Ask Coaches or post in the Facebook group. And one of the coaches or the community team will give you an answer if you're ever confused about, what we're asking for. What do you do if you find you're changing your plan every day after you make your plan? Oh, that is when you need to look at your thoughts and figure out, why are you changing your plan? Right? Why are you changing your plan? And if you change your plan, are you doing a discovery worksheet? Because those now, after my video the other day, are non-negotiables. That is something that if you don't keep a promise to yourself, you're going to go ahead and fill that out so you can drop the judgment, figure out what's going on, and start following the plan. And the other thing you want to do is, Trish, is make sure that your plan is doable. A doable 24-hour plan is a plan that you will do. So when you look at your planner, and you need to ask yourself, it says in here, on a scale of 1 to 10, how doable is this plan today? It needs to be an eight or better. It needs to be an eight or more. If you're sitting around a five or a six, you need to ask yourself, what can you do to make this feel at an eight or better? Right? So that would be my suggestion for that. Just make sure that you're, you know, figuring out, why are you deciding to change your plans? Why are you making that choice? Okay. So your call to action is to set up your planner for success. Set it up for success. How can you make this planner easier for yourself? What pieces of it are important to you? And what do you need to, like, put a sticky on, put a tab on, you know, put a divider on so that you can set yourself up for success? So that is what you want to do today. That is your challenge for today, should you choose to accept it. Set your planner up for success. Because this is like basics number one. It's this planner right here. So any more questions? Any more questions? I think we are done. We will get out of here. Set your planner up for success. Y'all have a wonderful day. I think tomorrow we have got some awesomeness coming your way. Kathy's going to be talking about why your two is harder at dinner time. Why she has a harder time following her hunger scale at dinner, which, you know, that's always a fun one. So, all right. I will see y'all on calls inside the Facebook group. Y'all have a fabulous day.